Residents and tourists alike came out for the official launch and tree lighting ceremony of the holidays at Friday Harbor on Saturday night. The resort has been transformed into a charming holiday market and winter wonderland for the month of December, featuring light displays, festive food and drink, and warm bonfires. The 40-foot tree situated in the middle of the promenade was lit Saturday night by TV personality Rick Campanelli, with holiday tunes sung by Juno-nominated artist Amoy. Guests were welcomed to the resort by Friday Harbor CEO Hanny Roustam, who was excited to launch a holiday market in the region. "Thank you all, and hands together for everyone who drove from far to be here today," said Roustam, noting Friday Harbor was designed with the vision of being a world-class four-season resort and sought-after destination. "We want to have you all year round, so welcome and thank you for being with us here." Deputy Mayor Dan Davidson spoke on behalf of the Big Bay Point community, where he resides. "It's so nice to see Friday Harbor come to fruition," he said. MP John Brassard, Councillors Bill Van Berkel, Kenneth Fowler and Carolyn Payne were also in attendance on Saturday. "As council, we wish everyone a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, and welcome to Friday Harbor, welcome to Innisfil," said Davidson. A toy drop-off was set up for donations of new, unwrapped toys for the Innisfil charity, Christmas for Kids. "This season is about giving," said Roustam, who reminded guests to drop off a gift for those in need, and welcomed Christmas for Kids founder, Merlin Boken, to speak about the charity's mission. Boken thanked all the residents and visitors for their generosity to the charity which she started 25 years ago, fulfilling the Christmas wishes of local children and families in need. The charity has since grown to a year-round charity serving the entire Innisfil community with various, "Thank you so much for your support," said Boken, who noted the need in Innisfil this year is great, with already 500 children on the organization's Christmas gift life. "Thank you to the generous community of Innisfil, thank you Friday Harbor," said Boken. An enthusiastic Campanelli took the stage once again and invited players from the Innisfil Winter Hawks hockey team to help him pull the large lever with Santa to turn on the holiday tree lights. The crowd oohed and awed as the lights flicked on, illuminating the boardwalk. For the rest of the evening, guests walked the promenade to take photos, shop and dine, while enjoying the holiday tunes from Vintage Harmony and Sass Band, the Bettys and Traveling Carolers. The holidays at Friday Harbor is open until December 23, Thursdays and Fridays, 2 to 9 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, noon 9 p.m. Monday, Deck Point 20 Thursday December 23, noon 9 p.m. The event is free to attend, with daily programming and live music. Toy donations will be accepted up until December 10 at the Welcome Center and Sweet Harbor Toy and Candy Co. To learn more, visit here.